time for NCBI Bingo on Highland Radio.
It's Friday, the 24th of September. You're playing on the yellow sheet. The reference number is S10. It's game number 38. The numbers are 50, 71, 29, 58, 32, 56, 78, 67, 89, and finally 24. Phone your claim to 910-4833 before 8 tonight, leaving your name, contact number and the name of the shop where you purchased your book, and we'll call you back the next working day. Get all your NCBI bingo information at highlandradio.com. The Donegal Wicklow Chevy Sheep Breeders will hold a show and sale of Pedigree Rams, Hogget Joes and Joe Lambs at Stranorler Mart on Wednesday the 29th of September. Viewing from 2, show at 4 and sale at 7 p.m. That's the Wicklow Chevy at Sheep Sale this Wednesday the 29th at Stranorler Mart. This ad is kindly sponsored by McGinty Tractors, Clown Road, Donegal Town. Your main dealer for Valtra, McHale and Caverna Land. Telephone 074 9723645 or visit mcgintytractors.com.
Just when you thought it couldn't go any higher, Saturday's Lotto jackpot is an estimated 18 million euro. Nice. Play responsibly in-store, in-app or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Fall into fashion at Foyleside this season. Foyleside Shopping Centre has everything you'll love for your autumn wardrobe. New store openings bring all the new styles, making Foyleside your ultimate destination. Shop the latest trends for you and your family today. Visit foyleside.co.uk for store opening times.
The Mount Argyle Hotel presents Hot House Flowers, Sunday 24th of October. Tickets €20. On sale now at hotel reception. The stars are back.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the government is being urged to build temporary and alternative accommodation for those in homes affected by mica. The call has come from the Rural Ireland organisation. The PRO of the Mica Action Group says it's increasingly likely that civil servants on the defective block working group will have a different opinion to that of the Mica family representatives, and both perspectives will be presented to the Housing Minister in the group's final paper. Administering a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine to people with compromised immune systems will take up to 6 weeks, and the HSC thanks its staff in the North West for its work during the pandemic. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. August Beg on Nuach the Gwing, Le Colum Ferreter. All that to follow. But first on the news this evening, two men appeared in court this afternoon charged with rioting on the night that Claire McKee was murdered in Derry. Both have been granted bail. With more, here's Sasha Wiley.
29-year-old Patrick Gallagher from Garton Square and Jude McCrory, who's 24 and from McGowan Park, both in Derry, appeared via video link earlier today. They've both been charged with rioting and throwing petrol bombs on the night Lira was shot. The pair were granted bail under strict conditions. Three men in total have already been charged with the murder of the journalist. Another two have been charged with rioting and other offences.
The government is being urged to build temporary and alternative accommodation for those in homes affected by mica. The call has come from Mayo-based Gerry Loftus of the Rural Ireland organisation. He says action is needed now to deal with what is, he says, a very pressing issue.
And as more and more of these houses are deemed unsafe to live in by the county councils, where are the people going to go? So I'm calling on the government and on the minister that's in charge of this right now to start building alternative and temporary accommodation for these people. We have several estates in the town of Ballinair. Right now, there should be 50, at least 50 temporary houses being built with storage capacity. We should be preparing to move 50 people out of these estates, demolish their homes, rebuild them, and, you know, so on, move 50 more.
The PRO of the MICA Action Group in Donegal says it's increasingly likely that the civil servants on the Defective Blocks Working Group will have a different opinion to that of the MICA family representatives, and both perspectives will be presented to the Housing Minister in the Working Group's final paper. Michael Doherty was speaking to Highland Radio News after the meeting of the Working Group that took place yesterday. He says the group will still present one paper to Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. However, he says while there is some agreement, there are also several differences.
I think it's fair to say come a week's time, whenever the hammer falls at the end of the month, that there will be a position paper with opposing views on at least some, if not quite a few, of the issues that we had raised in our final working group document, so as a homeowner position. So I expect the government to have to step in here and make a call as to which side they fall on. Do they fall on the homeowner side or that of the civil servants?
So currently, what areas of the position paper are the civil servants, the government representatives at that meeting yesterday, what are they opposing? Are they opposing 100% redress, or is it other areas of the position paper, or indeed, is it most of it on a financial sense that they're opposed to?
Yes, I think anywhere that the Exchequer is involved, they will have an issue with. They're protecting the Exchequer at the end of the day. So yes, there was clarity in some areas, but we also got a sense, although we haven't had the written response yet, that there's a common thread throughout there where they're still looking to minimise the cost to the Exchequer. And any time they do that, they're increasing the cost of the homeowner, and that's not a position that we're prepared to support.
So is it fair to say then there may be two final documents that appear from the working group, the opinion of the civil servants, the opinion of the government workers, and the opinion given by the family representatives and the mega campaigners?
Yeah, well, I'm expecting to take the form of one document that has the agreed positions listed, and anything that's not agreed, per line item, there ought to be a homeowner position clearly stated and that of the officials clearly stated. And then it falls to government then to look at the areas where there was disagreement and see which side do they fall on, that of the homeowner or that of the civil servants, or do they have another proposal that they would like.
And that was Michael Doherty there speaking to Daniel Brennan. Northern Ireland recorded nearly twice as many COVID deaths as the Republic in the space of a week. Latest figures show 59 people died with the virus north of the border in the week to last Friday. Latest Department of Health figures here show 30 COVID deaths in the week to last Wednesday. No COVID-19 deaths were recorded in County Donegal during that period, with the total COVID-19 death toll in the county remaining at 189, according to government figures. Today, 1,030 new COVID-19 cases and 8 further deaths have been reported north of the border. Meanwhile, latest HPSC figures show 1,241 new COVID cases in Donegal in the 2 weeks to midnight on Wednesday. That's a 14-day incidence rate of 780 cases per 100,000 people, compared to a national rate of 389. Donegal's 14-day incidence rate is the second highest in the country after Monaghan. Administering a third dose of a COVID-19 vaccine to people with compromised immune systems will take up to 6 weeks. The HSE has announced it will start contacting people who need a third dose from next week. Immunocompromised people such as organ recipients or certain cancer patients may need a third shot in order to be considered fully vaccinated. Vaccine and immunology expert Dr. Anne Moore says patients should speak to their healthcare provider if they're unsure.
Not everybody who has an immune-compromised immune system will need a third shot. Some people will respond, some people don't. I guess it will require the person to speak with their healthcare provider to see if they should have that third shot.
Senior management with HSC Community Services in the Northwest are publishing 6 special videos thanking staff for their efforts over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. The first video was posted this afternoon featuring John Hayes, the chief officer in CHO Area 1, which encompasses Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, Monaghan and Cavan. In it, he tells staff they brought calm to chaos, reassurance to those who were scared and comfort to those who were sick. Now, he says, there is hope.
The war rages on, but there is hope. With every vaccination given, we get closer to the resumption of a normal life. But remember a time that made us long for the normal and the simplicity of life. As for me, I'm grateful that I had the opportunity of being chief officer for community healthcare across the five counties of Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and Cavan and Monaghan. So I would like to thank everybody, all our public health staff, our infection control, our general practitioners and the practice staff, our National Ambulance Service, our Estates Department, and all of those who have contributed in different ways in managing the pandemic. You have all gone above and beyond, and I hope you know how valued, respected and appreciated you are.
That was John Hayes. You can watch that video and see more detail on that on our website, highlandradio.com. A government TD says it'll be very difficult to decide who gets a pandemic bonus in the budget. Ministers are examining how to best reward frontline staff for their work during the pandemic. With more detail, here's Sean Defoe.
There's an acceptance in government those who went above and beyond during the pandemic should be rewarded. What hasn't been decided is just who counts as frontline staff. Fine Gael TD Emer Higgins admits it's hard to define.
It's going to be really, really difficult to do that. And that's why it's so important that this budget actually has a pandemic dividend for everyone.
The Taoiseach and Taoiseach have said such a reward should go beyond healthcare workers and include the likes of other civil servants and retail staff. But Tony Fitzpatrick from the INMO says healthcare staff need special recognition.
Healthcare workers have to be looked after. So if the government is planning something for everyone, they need to be conscious that for healthcare workers, there's a live claim before them.
The big question is how does the government pay for a pandemic dividend, with estimated costs for extra leave alone topping €1 billion. Professor of Economics at DCU, Edgar Morgenroth, says ministers can't afford something for everyone.
I don't think so. And for the simple reason that we have a multitude of very serious demands on the public purse.
What started as a pandemic reward has become a political headache ahead of the budget.
And we've just received figures from the Department of Health that 1,163 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the Republic today. That's 1,163 new cases today. 100 British Army doctors are being deployed to Northern Ireland to help deal with pressures caused by COVID-19. The medics are to be sent over in the coming days after approval from the UK government. Dr. Carl McKeever is clinical director at one of the affected hospitals in Belfast. He says the deployment of the special doctors will come as a wake-up call to many people.
This was quite an alarming thing to hear that things were so bad that the government in Northern Ireland were looking for the military support, and that scares the public, and we none of us think that is a good road to go down in terms of fear. We need to all of us take a step back in terms of making sure that we do take public health advice.
The Foreign Affairs Minister says there is only a matter of weeks remaining to resolve issues with the Northern Ireland Protocol. Simon Coveney has described relations between the government and the unionist community as very strained due to Brexit. He says he'll travel to Belfast again next week in a bid to restore trust and find ways of fixing issues with the Irish Sea border. Speaking to the Atlantic Council in Washington, Minister Coveney said he's willing, where possible, to compromise.
We will work with the European Union to try to ensure that as much flexibility as possible is adopted in the context of the protocol and its implementation to reduce to the maximum extent possible checks on goods coming from Great Britain into Northern Ireland. Hopefully by doing that, we can rebuild some trust. You know, that process needs to happen over the next few weeks because, you know, we don't have months here, we have weeks.
Hundreds of Irish school students have joined thousands around the world in climate change protests. Demonstrators gathered in Dublin, Cork and Galway city centres this afternoon, demanding action by world leaders. It's the first physical Fridays for Future march to take place since the pandemic started. These protesting students in Dublin were glad to be taking to the streets again.
I think because obviously during lockdown we couldn't do anything in person, I think getting people back out on the streets and making the government see that this is what we want, this is what we need right now is really important.
The COVID crisis has been extremely serious over the last few months, but the climate crisis is just as serious. So we're hoping to get everyone back together to enact some change and rally for change while also being respectful of the current situation.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie. Exclusive sockets of Gym Goddess leggings with nationwide next day delivery.
16 minutes past five. We say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with golf. Europe won the first point of this year's Ryder Cup, but the Friday foursomes are not going their way. John Rahm and Sergio Garcia beat Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth 3-1 in the opening match at Whistling Straits. A short time after that, Americans Dustin Johnston and Colin Murakawa beat Paul Casey and Victor Hovland 3-2 to level the match at 1-1. In the other two games, still on the course in the back nine, Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger are 2-up with 3 to play against Lee Westwood and Matt Fitzpatrick, while Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele are 4-up with 4 to play against Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter. It looks like the Americans will be leading 3-1 after the opening session. Irishman Shane Lowry is expected to play later in the four balls. To soccer, after their cup exit earlier this week, Fin Harps return to league action tonight when they travel to the capital to take on Bohemians in the Premier Division. Kickoff there this evening is at 7:45. Mark Anthony McGinley misses out again due to suspension, where there's a raft of players on the doubtful list. The game is a 5th and 14 days for Harps, and former goalkeeper Gavin Cullen says it makes the test even bigger tonight.
Oh, it will be, surely. I know Bo's played Monday night as well, but Bows are a lot of full-time players, although Harps have some full-time players. They're not all full-time. There's a lot of them working as well. So it is a big test, you know, going to they played Dundalk Tuesday night and they're travelling home then, going to work on Wednesday morning again, and they'll probably get one recovery session done in between, not much training. So he is right. It's a big test in Harps' squad at the minute since they've lost a few during the summer. Is light, so it is. So he hasn't a real lot of options to make a lot of changes. So it will be a big test, and Bose will be slightly fresher because of the full team.
That's Gavin Cullen. Well, Fin Harps, of course, will be keeping a close eye on Donegal man Georgie Kelly. He, of course, is the league's top goal scorer, and he's been in scintillating form for Bows this season. If you nip over to HighlandRadio.com, there's an interview there with Georgie Kelly speaking to Oisin Langan about playing with confidence in football and education. That's available to listen to now. Back to the action tonight. Derry City entertain bottom side Longford. Derry boss Rory Higgins is expecting a difficult night at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium.
Shamrock Rovers have led against Longford for 6 minutes all season, and they've taken 9 points. They've scored 93rd, 95th minute winners against Longford. So Longford are really, really well organised team. They're fighting like hell for the club and each other. And if we think that it's going to be an easy night, then forget about it. We'll get beat. Simple as that. But if we treat them with the respect they deserve, because they've got a lot of good players, and we approach the game in the right manner and play on the front foot, then we can win it. But only if we do those things.
That's Derry boss Rory Higgins. Elsewhere, St Pat's will look to keep alive their title hopes tonight in the Premier Division. They trail Shamrock Rovers by 6 points ahead of the Hoops visit to Richmond Park. Also this evening, third place Sligo go to Dundalk and Drogheda go to Waterford. In the Irish League this weekend, for the North West sides in the Championship, Derrickview are on the road tomorrow to Knockbreda, and Institute are making the trip to Belfast to play Queen's University. The Sole Ulster Senior League tie this weekend is on tomorrow at Garda Keegan. Letterkenny Rovers are making the trip to play Monaghan United. And on the junior front, Donegal and Inishowen sides will clash in the FAI Junior Cup on Sunday. Fannage United up against Greencastle. Cager Rovers play Kildrum Tigers. Cairn Donagh make the trip to Letterkenny Rovers. And in an all Inishowen affair, Ellis Celtic will meet Glengad United. Just back to the golf and the Ryder Cup, the Americans have eased ahead to a 2-1 advantage with one match still on the course in the opening foursomes. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele have just beaten Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter 5-3, and that means America lead now 2-1. In the other match, Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger, with a couple of holes to go, remain 2-up against Lee Westwood and Matt Fitzpatrick. Moving out to Gaelic Games, round 2 matches in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship take place this weekend. 4 games on Saturday and Sunday. Our feature match is tomorrow with match commentary from the Bridge in Dunfanaghy. St Michael's are hosting Gweedore from 3 o'clock. Here's Dr Maguire, winner with St Junan's Brendan Kilcoyne, on the big game of the weekend.
I see this as a massive game for Gweedore and how they progress through the year. And, you know, Michael's certainly won't have any inhibitions about taking on Gweedore down the Bridge, from the point of view that, you know, they've had a close rivalry with them down through the years, whilst not achieving, obviously, what Gweedore have achieved. We all know the talent that's in Gweedore. it's unlimited. Like, you know, there's some really good young players coming through as well as that. You look at Donal McBride and, you know, you have Finnan Coyle that came through from Donegal Miners and a few of these young fellas. But their talisman, Orie McNeilis, seems to be playing really well, and that's a big plus for Gidor. And if Gidor can get pulling in the right direction, if they can get the dressing room right, we all know how dangerous they will be and what a part they will play in this year's championship. But they're going to have a tough test down at the bridge. You know, Michael's going to be very well organised. I know Daniel McLaughlin is in charge, and I know Ramy McLaughlin, who's involved with me in the minors, very astute, and he'll have St. Michael very well set up. They have a massive experience throughout the team. You know, there's obviously Colm Anthony, who has played very little football this year and was still able to go out and kick 1-6 there in the last game and against McCool's, and the experienced Martin McElhenney. Michael Langan is obviously a huge player, even though he didn't score much the first day, he was involved in a lot of the big plays, so he was. And, you know, they're going to be really going into this game with a lot of confidence. They'll have no fear, as I said, but you would still expect Gidor to have a wee bit too much for them. And if Gidor are going to be a feature in this year's championship, they need to go to the bridge and lay down a marker.
That's our feature game tomorrow, St. Michael's against Gidor. I'll be joined in commentary by Martin McHugh. The other games tomorrow, Milford play Ardrath, Termin against St. Eunan's, and Bundoran meet Killybegs. On Sunday, it's Glen Swilly against McCool's. Ardrath will play Neve Connell. Glen Finn take on St. Noel's. Kilcarrigan's Four Masters will have coverage from all the rest of the games over the weekend as well. But the action starts tonight. One intermediate championship game in Group 2. Dunloe are playing Red Hughes. That game is taking place in Convoy. While on the junior front, Mavill take on Urris and Robert Emmetts are playing Downings. Two games in the Derry Championship as well tonight. On the senior front, John Mitchells of Clody will take on Lavey. And at intermediate levels, Steelstown are taking on Ballymacquigan. There's also two junior matches taking place in Tyrone. Their championship up and running this weekend. They're at junior level. Drumragh against Derry Tresk, and Brackenville are playing Glenelly. To Rugby Ireland head coach Adam Griggs has named an unchanged starting 15 for tomorrow's Women's World Cup qualifier against Scotland in Parma. That means Ballybuffet native Laura Feely will start from the second row at Loosehead for a second game in a row at Loosehead. Ireland host Italy, Spain and Scotland, and they're all locked on 5 points in the standings heading into the final round of fixtures at the qualifying tournament. The team who finishes top tomorrow evening will book their passage to next year's finals in New Zealand. And other rugby news, the new United Rugby Championship kicks off this evening. Ulster hosting Glasgow and Belfast, and Connacht are away to Cardiff. Ulster will be captained by prop Sam Carter for the season opener against the Warriors. Both matches start at 7:30. Big North West Derby in Ulster Premiership 2 tomorrow. City of Derry are taking on Oma, while in Rugby Championship 3, Letterkenny are looking to continue their good form at home against Hollywood. And Strabane are also playing at home as they welcome Newry. In motorsport, Formula 1 World Championship title contender Max Verstappen will start at the back of the grid for the Russian Grand Prix. The Red Bull driver has changed his engine for the fourth time this season, one more than he's allowed. He was already due to be demoted 3 places after colliding with Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes in the previous race. Sinead in Sport Donal, Beamudge, Arash, Arishamara, Igadoclug.
Gormog of Ossian Agazanish, and Nocht, Alev, Ik, Colum Ferreter.
Shaver Mahasa Colum Ferreter in Shot, then the Priev's Guilty. Fogriter and you go well Kistje, Akadav, Nahal Skoliak, the Gaeliga, Medihe, Fui Jai, Fuin Gaed, Concur La Servishi, Ejasula, Atata Solahar Antu, Frastalian, Yavila, Maclean, or Hursi, Sna Hunnage Geltakta, Akadav, Gidor, San Arav, Tekistje, 3 bliana, or few, 3 billion euro, Kadihe, Egrun the Geltakta, Bunford Lish, and Bunford Lyasa, San Winu, Concur La Cursi Lua, Ejahish. No Remsha Gailworth, Lecardlana Araktal, Snahunaj Gailtakta, Ejerialin, to group at the Trohavaklian, O Akadu Nahol Skoliakta Nagaljeva, Ingidor, Egfrastal, Erkursi, Marchudge, this scheme Erasmus Nagaltakta Fuilahar. Ta Forest Nagaliga, Egfogart School scheme, no more Emakti, Alinya Fihis Ado, Oskul Chenish. August Taisha de Carfalcha, River Iritish, de Ilchamora, Alinya, a Agrohar, Savliana Tamaroin, a Saint Sprechdata, Lahe Iritish, na, and Darnell La, is feet, me Yeru Foher. Chonaliu Crenu, Publi, Concostia Buen, Aronu, August Session Play, a Yenav, Erflan Kohahika, Iha Kedinya, Eg Araclan Gidor, Chonaliu and Crenu, Latorchfui, Flan Farberha, Kohahika, Pobble, the Lemister, Planala Changa, and Ir Huskerts. We bunch ignakoshti pobble exulet salemister leshen rave ober sa frosis planal changa gujisha August taharig sul anish go nomprahi stager fejerakta ama goskondirohi and flan a remshi lahan the grehe sechanter o kursi ignamiakti go kursi changa August of Horace Nagirig Kurfalcha River Irita show on the Ijahish, Chimple Nachira, Don Chonskadal, Scrive Lore, Fiha, Fiha Sahain, Is Chonskadal, a Scrive Lore, Ata Ariha, Clare Lore, Geliga, Augustbesha, Araktal, Ego, Farchiacht, Le Hunad Ijahish, Egsula, Erfodna Herin, Ahoris Jesh, Don Ishog, Lora, Alshu, Igneliga, Is Fajer, Lora, Scrive the Lau, Na Ap Ijahis, Usa Jim Leona, Lishankari, Lorti, Akar, Igriach, I form digita agus de gá olas ag fáras na gaeilge. Sin mo chuid sé go léir slán agus bannach.
Cruim agus colm agus anois on I'm sure mostly cloudy with patchy rain and drizzle this evening and into tonight. Westerly winds mostly moderate to fresh, strong at times in coastal areas. Cloudy and humid tonight with patchy rain, drizzle, mist and hill fog. The winds will ease a little later to a light southwesterly. Very mild with temperatures not falling below 14 or 15 degrees Celsius tonight. Tomorrow morning a cloudy and dull start with light rain or drizzle in places, the cloud lifting during the day, allowing for some sunny spells. It'll be mild for the time of year, with highest temperatures 17 to 19 degrees Celsius. Moderate south to southwest winds, freshening on western coasts later in the day. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief. The government's being urged to build temporary and alternative accommodation for those whose homes are affected by mica. Two men have appeared in court charged with rioting on the night that Lira McKee was murdered in Derry in 2019. Administering a third dose of a COVID-19 vaccine to people with compromised immune systems will take up to 6 weeks. Meanwhile, 1,163 new COVID-19 cases confirmed in the Republic this afternoon. Senior management with HSE Community Services in the Northwest are publishing six special videos thanking staff for their efforts over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. The first of them featuring Chief Officer John Hayes, published this afternoon. And the Foreign Affairs Minister says there's only a matter of weeks left to resolve issues with the Northern Ireland Protocol. Simon Coveney was speaking in the US. Next bulletin is at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 24th of September. The death has taken place of Nell Crumlish, 58, Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. Nell's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Monday morning to St. Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Inquiries, please, to Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Barney McBride, Golan, Milford. His remains are reposing at his home with neighbours and friends welcome. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Bridget's Church, Golan, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, care of Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of James Jim Wasson, the Glebe Letterkenny. His remains will arrive at Trinity Presbyterian Church, Letterkenny, at 6:15 this evening to repose overnight. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in Gortley Graveyard. Family flowers only please, donations if desired, to Meals on Wheels, Letterkenny, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Margaret Doherty, 7, Clunlea, Lifford, formerly of The Fields, Port Hall. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via St Patrick's Church webcam at mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Patrick's Church Lifford. The house, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please. And the death has occurred of John Jack McGranahan, Trosk Road, Ballybuffet. Funeral from his home tomorrow afternoon at 20 to 2 for funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill at 2 o'clock. interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the St Mary's Sesha O'Neill Facebook page. The house funeral and burial are strictly private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please.